bootleg margarine.
It's not a bad law, though. I could get behind that.
Yeah. It's awful, you know, actually, awful. Margarine, that is.
I don't know if you knew this, but after my freshman year of college, I did work in a butter plant.
Really?
You know, in Ohio. It was a pretty nasty job. Ooh. But it was good.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
You're not going to have any shed spread country crock containers to put your leftovers in Wisconsin.
No.
That's one downer, I guess.
Is it a downer? I don't know.
Kendall still has nightmares sometimes. He has some PBST.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought PBST. I saw his left eye kind of twitching involuntarily.
I'm a butter fan, but yeah, I never want to clean a tanker truck again.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Fair.
You have to go in those things.
Oh. Yeah, you got to get all up on.
Yeah.
Hey, new guy.
Yeah.
Get over here. Exactly.
The new guys cleaned the tanker truck, and there's nothing like slipping and falling in a couple inches of cream.
Oh.
Well, that was my last weekend, but that was a personal
I like how you slipped that in.
Yeah. Exactly how that went down, my friend.
No sound effects here. No.
We're our own sound effects.
Hey-o.
Oh, so lucky to know you guys. Woo! Okay.
Mm, so tasty.
Okay, let's get back to the beer. Or non-alcoholic beer.
You don't call this beer?
I have never heard somebody say quotation fingers in their actual speech without actually doing it, but you just did it. You said beer. That was impressive.
Yeah, that's... okay. Let's
impressive.
Go, let's go to Run Wild, their Session IPA. It is the ultimate sessionable IPA for craft beer lovers, brewed with a blend of 5 Northwestern hops. It has an approachable bitterness to balance the specialty malt body. Always refreshing and only 65 calories.
I like the way this smells.
I like, I was going to say, much like it actually exists. So
yeah,
check.
This yeah, is, on the this, nose. Yeah, this is more realistic to me.
But this is the only one of these I've had so far that, this is not bad.
It smells like a beer and tastes like a beer.
Yep, tastes like a beer. But I still get that little bit of harshness from the hops.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing to temper it down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's nothing between the hops and the water to kind of cut through that.
I am getting more of the malty backbone of this, too, than I think I have gotten on anything that we've had of this.
I feel like it needs maybe not even alcohol, but just a little more malty sweetness to balance out that bitterness.
Have you tried absolutely. A Ritz cracker, my friend?
Just soak a cracker in it.
Let it let it sit in there for
just
a little
throw
bit.
Throw it in there, crunch it up.
Mm. A couple of croutons would make this beer.
I'm just going to be real here. This is the first one of these I've had that I would not have done a spit take on if you had handed it to me without telling me what it was. All right.
I think they do a pretty good job with this one.
I mean, if I walked into a brewery and tasted something like this, I'd be very disappointed. But considering that the goal is no alcohol, this has definitely been much more approachable than the previous two.
This would make Dry January easier.
Yeah. Except for the part where you need to get drunk.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, there's that.
That's not going to happen.
I feel like I'd fill up on this.
Interesting.
You know, like,
well, hell, it's only 65 calories. So.
I know, but it still feels like it's just going to...
Go for it, man.
You can shotgun this.
It's kind of bulky-ish.
Do people shotgun NA beers?
I guess you could, right? Yeah. I mean, why
I'm
going
to judge you while you're doing it.
I mean, maybe this should be a requirement for all college freshmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is to practice with this.
Yeah. This is your training wheels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's
until you're old enough to actually drink alcohol in your junior or senior year.
But we need another word for it other than shotgunning. Something a little more tame.
Nerf gunning.
I nerf that
rapidly ingest.
Or just crush it. I don't know. Well, this is. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just that hop bitterness at the end is just a little...
It lingers, yes.
Yeah, it does. Well, we'll be back to rate this in just a minute. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we'd
lie beneath the stars and cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. For those of you just tuning in, we are doing a dry January experiment.
We're all cranky.
And we're doing a takeover of Athletic Brewing Company from Stratford, Connecticut. The non-alcoholic beer that we were talking about right before the break was Run Wild, their session IPA.
Oh, I was running wild.
I think it's important to note that these ratings are in the context of non-alcoholic beers, yes, and perhaps not the panoply of all Sip Suds and Suds readings.
That's fair.
Sometimes
totally
a five
fair.
Is not a five.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have to tell my son that sometimes.
Yeah. Not all fives are created equal.
That's true.
And not all threes are created equal. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that in mind, I think it's safe to say that. Okay. This session IPA, we are going to rate a
Four.
Run
wild. Run wild.
We're going
high three, low four.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a 3.62.
Sure.
Stuck the landing.
But again, I mean, I feel it's the most approachable so far.
Yes.
And
it's a beer.
Yeah. And it's a beer-ish thing. Yes. Minus the niceness of the beer.
Minus the not beer parts.
Okay. So let's get into the next one. And that is going to be Round of Cheers, a Brute IPA.
I'm getting toothpaste on the nose.
Okay, stop.
That might have been
from the Sharpie. No, I'm just kidding. So, this is Round of Cheers, a Brute IPA with a celebration of flavors that make it an ideal brew for, well, celebrating.
Yeah, I like this one.
With fruity and woody aromas and a dry, crisp finish, it's full of flavor and ready to party. Pairing well
it
with friends. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of party? When you say ready to party.
A good, clean, fun party?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a, more like a social.
Like a kind of a Mennonite social party. Thou art ready to throweth downeth.
Ain't no party like an Amish party, because an Amish party
raises barns.
See? That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Let's step in there, Sean. Let's step in and clean that
just
up.
Just ease right in there, didn't it?
It's like, where does the Amish party go? Oh, they're raising barns. That's their idea of a party.
I ran into an Amish couple at Kroger yesterday, and the dude was like trying to tote this big thing of water, and I was like, why don't you just have a cart? And I was like, I wonder if they don't believe in carts.
No, those buggies are not there. It's proven like types of buggies.
And I was like, that was weird. But he was like struggling with it. I was like, dude.
But builds character.
Yeah.
It's true.
Wow.
It's like it didn't have to be tragedy always.
I'm just surprised they were in Kroger.
Maybe it does, yeah. Huh?
Was there
a buggy out front?
I didn't follow them out, but
I used to cover Southern Kentucky, and there was a big Amish population up there. And I remember I was coming home from an inventory very late at like 1 a.m. And I saw one. I saw a buggy going through the Taco Bell drive-thru. I think he was on a Rumspringer or something like that. But I had questions. I wanted to know like what was going on there.
Wow. Nice. No doubt. Okay. So for the uneducated,
like
Sean,
me?
Why don't you? No.
Wait, are you
Sean,
saying that Sean is uneducated?
No. Sean has made a Brute IPA before that we have enjoyed.
Learn me, Juliana.
Coach him up.
Sean has made the Brute IPA before that we have all enjoyed this table. Mm-hmm. So, for the uneducated, what defines a Brute IPA as a Brute IPA?
So the big thing with the Brute IPA is generally brewed with no character malts, like a Pilsner malt, maybe a two-row. But then during the fermentation, an enzyme is added to break down the remaining complex sugars. And then that breaks down those sugars to something that the alcohol, the yeast can then ferment. So this is really interesting to me. I'm not getting that maltiness that I've gotten on the other beers, and I'm really enjoying it for this reason. And that's one of the, you know, complaints about the brewed IPA is because there are no complex sugars left, there is no really kind of character. And it's definitely, you have to choose your hops carefully. And I think they've done a nice job choosing the hops on this one as well.
Yeah.
It's a very drinkable beer. Probably one of my favorites.
Nice light. Dry share.
Yeah.
Crisp.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm not getting that hop burn of a couple of the other ones.
Interesting.
No, you're right. And so that would be the other thing is on a brood, it's going to be all late addition and dry hop is where, you know, there's going to be no bittering additions because a little bit of bitterness is going to go way too far.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. It's nice. I could see this being like a really summer crushable,
very crushable
thing.
Yes.
I mean, if we don't want a lawnmower beer for the sake of it being an alcoholic lawnmower beer, this would be a good.
And do they list what the calories are on this one?
No.
I'm just curious because it's brewed and because there's.
Might be on the can.
Yeah. Sparky has the can. 55. Wow. 55 that's calories. More than I would have expected. But yeah.
Very good. 10 carbs.
10 yeah. carbs. Okay.
Carbs.
Yeah.
I like carbs.
No fat.
But that's interesting. None. That feels like a lot of carbs for a beer, but right. it's mm-hmm. given it some body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you're right.
Sure. It's that little bit of sweet, probably comes across the sweetness I was talking about. We didn't get the others, which is weird in a brewed IPA, but those carbs are doing something to really counteract mm-hmm. the hops.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Wow. I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah. This is, yeah. I would pick this up if I found myself in a situation needing a beer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to rate the round of cheers. Brewed IPA from Athletic Brewing Company, a 4.
Have this with some butter. You know, you got something.
You got some party.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
What big party. So, like, I guess, honestly, you would just pair these, if you're talking food, I mean, obviously healthy food, I guess, but I mean, pretty much the same way you would pair an IPA, a regular IPA with something, I guess you'd just do the same here. I mean, spicy food, maybe some.
Yeah. I think most of these would go with spicy food, Mexican food.
Yeah.
Maybe not big enough to stand up to like Thai food, but you know, pizza, burgers, that just kind of traditional American craft.
You know, fare. Really good healthy food.
Yeah, good healthy food.
That's right. Maybe something fried.
Because you got healthy beer here, so.
Some plant-based protein.
You can't sleep.
This quinoa is delicious.
Yeah, tofu. Yeah. Okay.
Black bean burger.
Well, speaking of some Mexican food, let's go to the Cerveza Atletica. Refreshing Mexican-inspired light copper made with summertime refreshment in mind. I know. Using premium Vienna and Munich malts.
Nice callback to Fox and the Hound.
It's got a nice copper hue, and then it has Hersbrucker hops. This one pairs well with spicy salsa and fish tacos.
So this one's 60 calories and 14 carbs.
Yeah, this one definitely has more body than anything we've had so far. Yeah.
And you can actually taste grain.
Color.
It's got great color.
Yeah.
It really is a great copper. It's beautiful.
And it smells like a Mexican lager.
Yeah, this is way more approachable than the first three.
This is one of my favorites of the regulars they have. I've definitely bought 2 or 3 six-packs of this. I've always enjoyed this one. And one of the things I've found is their beer gets darker, it's generally better.
Really?
I don't know why. Huh. Maybe it is. You need that malt to give it something.
You get a little more character.
Since you don't have the alcohol there.
Yeah. Interesting. Because you're not just relying as heavily on hops to drive the flavor.
Yeah, the biscuity stuff just really carries in this for sure.
Although the Session IPA was really pleasant. I mean, considering.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely.
You know that a lot of Session IPAs we have a hard time with.
Yes.
I mean, in general. Yeah, this one's very doable, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was going to a Mexican restaurant and if I wasn't drinking, this would be the way to go. Yeah, impressive. Yeah. All right, so what do you want to rate this one, guys? We are, wow. Okay, the Cerveza Athletica, we are going to rate a 4.
Nice. Squirt a little lime in it.
Okay. Last, but certainly not least, as I'm got a little trepidation about this one for some reason, we are going to talk about the All Out Stout Inspired Brew. It's their bold and daring stout inspired spout. Brew. It's light but rich, smooth yet complex, and has a brazen flavor that never quits. It has hints of semi-sweet chocolate, roasted nuts, and dark coffee.
Smells roasty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely like, I think, a reddish color, like a deep ruby red, like a Guinness.
Like a Guinness, yeah. The Guinness has that same ruby red character to it if you put a light through it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is one of my favorites that they make because it does have so much flavor. You get a little chocolate coffee. I get even a little, you know, dark fruit.
For sure. I get the roasted nuts, but it's like burnt nuts.
Oh, that's painful.
And you this know, guy, this one is 90 calories and 21 carbs. Yeah.
I bet you those guys that had to fight that butter fire probably had some burnt nuts.
They were butter roasted.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Oh.
Just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
No, but this definitely, I mean, like, I think it's funny, you know, as you start to remove nutrients and stuff like that, there goes the flavor.
Yeah.
But if you give me 100 calories and enough carbs, my friends, I will give you your flavor back.
We can make a party.
We can make this. We can bring it on back.
Well, and I think, too, like we just tried, you mentioned Guinness. We just tried the Guinness NA recently, and this is way better than that, I think.
Interesting.
Really?
Well, hold on.
Well, yeah, it's not as watery.
Yep. The Guinness is really, Guinness NA is really thin. This has a little more flavor and body.
Yeah, it does.
So this is fascinating. Okay, so this has 21 grams of carbs. A Guinness has 10 grams of carbs. So
wow. Wait, just, a regular Guinness or the non-alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Regular Guinness is like super low carbs and actually low calories. Yeah. So I think it's like
pretty dry beer.
It's pretty close to... Yeah, you're looking at 125 calories, so this is 30 less calories, but I'm just going to go for my alcohol on this one. I just like, but it's delicious. I mean, it is delicious.
Yeah, well, Julie's the stout fan here. So I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, Julie, what do you think?
I'm oddly sort of impressed by this. Now,
you were going to say aroused.
Oh my God. Okay. So compared to the Guinness, this is so much more flavor and character, like the Guinness NA.
Shout out to Dave for getting this arranged right quick.
So for those of you listening that are like, what the heck is going on here?
The episode, right?
That's all of our lives.
Fair. Yeah. We happened to pull out of the refrigerator, and it's only because we happen to have one left, the Guinness non-alcoholic version. And we're now comparing.
I will say the Guinness NA tastes like Guinness.
It so tastes like Guinness. Yeah. They did a good job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it's flavor you're after, the Athletic is.
The all-out stout. Yeah,
much more.
Full of it.
Much more robust.
Very,
much more
very big.
It is. And I mean, I know this has got the little, you know, thing inside to make it nitro-y.
Which I think that helps it a lot with that creaminess. I think it adds a little
nitro versus carb.
But it's still rather watery. And you can tell there is a difference. I mean, in this non-alcoholic versus the Guinness that we all know and love and have had for many, many years. That being said, this one, though, the Athletic, again, it impresses me because of that roasty flavor that you expect out of the stouts. The mouthfeel isn't quite there. I mean, clearly there's a crispness that I'm not expecting. Like, I would border this into more portery territory than true stout.
Yep.
Mm.
But for somebody that wants
that flavor.
Right. Yes. And is having, like, you know... goulash or some roasted meats and like wintry type of stuff that doesn't want, you know, a cerveza or the IPAs, this is really a great way to go.
I mean, I think you know you're going to give something up when you're... when you go into an NA version of a beer.
True. I mean, generally.
You acknowledge
that. Yeah.
But I think these are all, for the most part, these have all been well within the realm of, yeah, no, I can live with that. This is cool.
Yeah, this is, when I saw this one on the list, I was excited, especially if it was the last beer in the flight, because I really enjoy this beer. I think it's one of the best one I've had from them, because it does have a good character in it.
Yeah.
And like you say, they go out of their way not to call it a stout. And you're right, it's almost very porterish too.
What do they call it?
It's just extra, it's just dark.
Yeah, it's extra dark.
Okay.
Stout inspired.
Mm. Right. No. Okay. Which I really appreciate the transparency of that, because a lot of people would just say, oh yeah, it's a stout. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah. O'Doul's is just a beer, you know. I mean, come on, man. It's just a beer. Just don't make you feel bad.
Do they, you know what? And now that's the thing is, in this O'Doul's has always been the only one, right?
St. Pauli Girl would be another one that you'd find on the shelves.
But okay. Pauli NA, yeah.
But now I wonder how O'Doul's is Heineken, doing right. now that these Heineken, are, yes. you know, in the conversation. Yeah, it's kind of impressive.
O'Doul's
okay.
tastes like old potatoes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, back then the technology wasn't such that you could even have, I mean, you know, people were embarrassed to have an O'Doul's.
And they still
now you might not
still
be embarrassed about it. No, yeah. but you know what I'm saying, yeah. though. Yeah. Now this is like almost,
yeah.
almost I mean, doable.
O'Doul's, Busch NA, like both are yeah. terrible decisions. If
yeah, me,
okay, let's not
better.
Even discuss. Okay we are going to rate the all out a, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to rate it a 5. Heck. All right, well, great stuff. That is going to wrap it up for today's Sud segment. I'm a little speechless. yeah.
Definitely not drunk.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
We
no,
could do this
no,
all
no.
day long.
Right, yeah, we
That's
could.
Delicious.
Yeah,
delicious.
Well, let's not push it.
I think we need to
yeah.
curb
okay.
your enthusiasm.
Well, good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
I really enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Yeah. Please tell us about your blog.
So follow me and June at beermakes3.com, also on Instagram, especially this year as we try to hit every brewery in the state of Tennessee.
Woohoo!
Nice.
And kind of share journeys.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Good old boy Sean, thanks for being here.
Great to be back, as always, and good to be with Kendall and Sparky.
Yeah. Isn't that, was that a dig at us? Good old boy Sparky.
I'm always with y'all. I'm with y'all all the time.
Oh, hi. Yes, thank you. It was lovely to be here and be dry.
Good old boy Dave and I are saying goodbye. Yeah, keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time. There you go.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Maybe I'll sleep when I'm deceased. Maybe it'll cease when I'm asleep. Maybe I should keep what I can keep. Talk is cheap, I should know. Given that I rap for what I eat, everyone knows I could eat they food, but I need insurance from my teeth. I need versatile, personal income streams is purposeful. Suckers work for money, you should make your money work for you. I can't get no work though, guess that means that I got some work to do. The poor can't afford to look poor, so I gotta make sure the shoes and shirt is new, cause I'm looking for a job, looking for a job, man. They say that even Steve Jobs can't find a machine that I could be a car. This is a problem, everybody knows it, nobody is solving. Somebody told me, stop in and shop and talk to the boss, just on the off chance. Looking for a job, man, looking for a job, man. I would do anything, I'll get it popping. I need a hot dance, popping. I need a pop jam, I need some robbing. Don't need no offhand comments, I need some rest on some stops and peace. I'm not a man, I am a workhorse. I am a part of the workforce. I'm just not sure the person or purpose I work for. Maybe this voice inside it keeps telling me work more, hurt more, perform. Give up my wife and my firstborn. I'm not a man, not till I manage my estate. I am the output I create after the info I intake. What if I'm fake? What if I break? What if my model's obsolete and gets tossed in a heap and gets washed in the sheets? Wanna walk on the beach and take off for a week, but I'm jobs.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
What is up?